Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk, checking in with Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network. LSU having a scrimmage today. Blake, how are you? And thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for bringing me on.
So what were some of the highlights of the scrimmage that the media was able to watch?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for me, obviously, just starting with quarterbacks, I thought Jaden had an exceptional day, Jaden Daniels, and I thought Garrett Nussmeier had a really good day. The only thing that separated those two young men was when Garrett got in trouble, he tried to get outside the pocket and force some things and two passes that should have been intercepted. And I think that's what kind of separated them. The offense ran a lot smoother with Jaden in there. Once they got past the 50 with Garrett, things really stalled. Jaden was able to make some plays with his legs. But the offense won the day, I think, was the biggest surprise. The running game got going a little bit in the team period. Look, that interior offensive line, I know we talked about this last week, but that interior offensive line, you've got to tip your caps on. They are dominating in these last two scrimmages. So if I had to go right off the top, the two biggest things for me is that it's Jaden Daniels and Garrett looking pretty darn good, and that interior offensive line really, really getting some good push.
Blake, you mentioned something that Mike has been talking about with Nussmeier. He's got that gunslinger kind of mentality.
Don't like to hear it, but that's exactly what he is. I'm going to put that ball in there. I don't care who's around. And yeah, it's still in him. Once you got it, Blake, it's hard to get out of you. I'm just telling you.
Well, yeah. it think about this. It never got out of Brett Favre, but he kind of parlayed that into a lot of success.
Yeah, but Brett made a lot of touchdown throws,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing for me is with this, is it's not necessarily that Garrett, he had other options. He could have checked it down to the back. He didn't have to force it to Booty. He didn't have to force it to Neighbors. He had Mason Taylor in the flat. And you could hear Brian Kelly screaming, the flat, the flat, the flat. So I got to be honest, guys. I'm kind of nitpicking. But if you're in a quarterback race, isn't that what you're going to have to do with these two young men?
That's right.
Like if you're going to have to nitpick, that's the biggest thing. And, again, once they got past the 50 – it was night and day different. I mean, they did not know what to do with Jaden's leg. And to his credit, unless you force him outside that pocket, he wasn't leaving. But you better have a plan for him when he gets outside the pocket. Because if you don't,
you're in trouble.
You're in deep trouble. And Mike and everybody. Look, I get that we talk about can he take SEC hits. I really, really do get it. The problem the thing that I keep seeing, can you catch him? I mean, because Brian Kelly talked about today that he ran 21 miles an hour again today. So if he's running that fast and they can't get to him, man, it's really impressive. He had and I'm just going down our list, he had a run on first and 10 that was 17 yards and he wasn't even touched and they blew the whistle.
Wow.
But blew the whistle. Come on. He's like
I'll bubble wrap him.
No, he's a real tiger. It might even – we're not the cheetahs, but he might be running like a cheetah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's a big tiger. Cat.
Yeah.
But, Blake, I really think they found the second true freshman to be a starter, and that's Mason Taylor at tight end. I think when they're going to open up against Florida State – I was telling Bobby – I remember talking to Coach O last year when he gave the commitment. He was like, Mike, I'm just telling you. Because at that time, remember, still, Max Johnson's brother was a commitment. And he was a top-rated tight end in the country. But Ed had told me, Mike, he's so competitive. And he said, he sure don't look like no 17-year-old of me. And he's a big dude. And so I was showing Bobby some of the film of him. Yeah. Man, and he put on a couple moves to get open.
He looked like a veteran. Yeah. He didn't look like a freshman. He looked like he's
pretty good.
Yeah, it looked like he was grasping.
It looked like his dad was a Hall of Famer, huh?
Yeah. He got some genetics.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is, Brian Kelly, sort of unsolicited, because Jeray Jenkins had a really nice practice, and he called him out. Can you hear me? Now, he didn't say it once. He said it twice about, I want you to be a leader, Jeray. I want you to be consistent. And so, man, the one thing with Brian, you know, he ain't biting his lip to tell nobody nothing. And I think he feels, hey, I'm going to set a precedent on how you're going to practice, and I want consistency. And we've all seen Jeray. I mean, he's got some skills, but he doesn't do it play in, play out. And Brian called him out today.
Yeah, there's something else, too. That, you know, Jeray caught the touchdown pass at the end of the scrimmage from Garrett Nussmeier when they were running with the twos. And Jeray comes off the sidelines, and he has his helmet off, and he lit into him. You know, be a leader. Be the senior that you're supposed to be. And, Mike, there was four other guys with their helmets off. When he got on Jeray like that, everybody else fell in the line. It's kind of like he's done this before. And I tell you, Mike, you know, Jeray wasn't consistent last week, and he just wasn't. Drops, things like that. So he had a touchdown drop earlier in the day. You saw Brian Kelly jog over to him and say something to him I have no idea. And Mikey went off. He went off today. And so, you know, I think he's just I think he just knows what buttons to push, you know, because he had a fantastic game. I had him at four catches at 73 yards and touchdown. I mean, he was the most targeted, and he had the most catches, that's for sure.
Now, Blake, when you talk about, you know, like fans always said, it, oh, they hadn't played in the SEC. I don't know if they could play at this level. But it seems like these two guys look like they belong, that being Colby Richardson from McNeese State, considering how they're counting on him, I think, to be in the mix and contribute at a high level. And then when you look along the offensive line, and they're trying to solidify that, and a lot of experience, a fifth-year senior transfer, but Tremont Shorts from East Tennessee State, not from, like, Tennessee or whatever, East Tennessee State at left guard. So that's high expectations. And considering, look, they just need an opportunity that you can have a guy contributing for LSU on defense and on offense who's from McNeese State and East Tennessee State.
Shout out to the FBS. You know, as a guy from Southeastern, shout out.
Yeah,
shout
right.
out to the FCS level.
Right.
Look, I got to tell you guys, Tremont Shorts has had a camp. Now, there was one play that Mason Smith – I mean, but come on, man. It's Mason Smith who's crying out loud. Other than that, guys, I'm telling you, this interior offensive line, they are working over Jaquelin Roy and Mason Smith. Again, there were times that Mason looked really, really dominant. But, Mike, as the scrimmage went on, you didn't see 99 and 0. There was one time – I can remember vividly on third and four that Jaden set back in the pocket. Nobody could get a pass rush. Not Ojulari, none of those guys on the D line. And so for that, I got to give them kudos. They've looked really good. And I got to give credit to Anthony Bradford being on B.J. Ojulari the way that he has been. It has been something to watch. It's been something special. If that young man continues to put it together, I think he's got the talent to be all SEC, because once he gets his hands on you, it's over with. You know, he's going to block out the sun. He's that large of a human being.
Now, Blake, I remember talking to T-Bob or Lonergan. Remember he played center?
PJ.
PJ mm-hmm. Lonergan. All I know is when you snapping the ball, it's like that's taken for granted. Whether it's shotgun or under the center, you can never fumble. Never, never, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So are you concerned maybe with Garrett Dillinger, that at times, that you have that inconsistency with the snap, because come on, you cannot do it. Has to be, it's not like 9 out of 10, though. You got to be 10 out of 10. You can never have a bad snap.
Yeah, and look, I know T-Bob played it. That's what I played at Southeastern, and you're right. Is it a concern? No, not for me, because I think for me, he's been playing the position for 2 weeks, right? Like he's even repping it, you know. So, no, not really, because if he snapped the ball 150 times a day, we have 3 bad snaps. And it was at the latter part, and this was what was interesting. They moved Mason Smith to the nose, straight up, zero nose. And as soon as that happened, he started having issues. So they come back on the next series with the ones. They do it again to him. There wasn't a problem. So if it would have been a problem moving forward, maybe. But I think that it was the first time that he had gone up against somebody with a zero nose like Mason Smith. And I think it just really it really affected him. And Brian came up to him and was like, I don't care if you get destroyed, get the snap off. Right?
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, and so, I mean, I'm not really concerned, but I will tell you, if it happens again, they're going to have to figure something out, because this is the second time in a scrimmage that this has happened. But again, I mean, how many, you know, was it 10,000 reps to be perfect? He might have, 2,000 at this point. So I'm not worried just yet.
Blake, I think one of the guys, and he's so consistent and maybe we don't talk about enough, is Malik Nabers. Because I think he's the guy that, okay, Kayshawn's going to get all the coverage toward his side of the field. No matter where he's at, he's never going to be alone. It's not going to be a one-on-one situation. That gives Malik Nabers an opportunity to make big plays, and I think he's fixing – to show everybody exactly how good of a football player he really is.
Mike, if there's an MVP of this camp, it's him. Again, it's not close. It's not remotely close. Mike, there's nobody on this team that can guard him one-on-one. I think it was Mekhi Garner Colby Richardson was jawing with Kayshawn Boutte when, you know, he had kind of quote-unquote locked him down. Malik said, go up against me. And he started screaming, who wants to go up against me? Mike, there wasn't a word said. So, look, I'm kind of falling in love with this kid. You got to give him credit.
Now, Blake, when you look at, obviously, a running back position, and we perceive this as by committee, obviously it doesn't matter the seniority, John Emery Jr., but it seems like it's kind of been the combination of Noah Cain and Goodwin, right, from that running back spot.
I think they're trying to get John's attention, right, Blake?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Hey, Mike, he when they did that, they started throwing him the football with the twos. 5-star John Emery came out after that. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of picked it up a little bit. I got to give Amari Goodwin a tip of the cap. I don't know what they're going to do with him, but just throw him the football in the flat. He ran over two DBs today and scored. I mean, he doesn't look like he's running fast, though. That's the thing for me. He doesn't look like he's going fast. But, man, does he cover a lot of ground really quickly. It looks like he's just lollygagging, but he's really not. Caught a ball in the flat from Jaden Daniels and ran over Bernard Converse and Jay Ward for a touchdown. He was running with the ones after that. I will tell you this, and Noah Cain looked really well when they went under center and they started pounding the football on 12 personnel. They would go too tight, they would shift a lot, and they were giving 21 the ball, and he was putting his head down, and he was just trying to get as many yards as he could.
Blake Ruffino, CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, thank you, man.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
See you guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, this is Sports Talk. We'll wrap up Hour 2 next here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.